NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Adrian Ma, and today we got a special guest with us, Nate Hedgie. Nate, what is up?
Hey, Adrian.
Nate, by the way, hosts a public radio podcast called Outside In, which is a show all about the natural world and how we use it.
Right.
And you're talking to us from...
Montana. And I actually wanted to ask you a question about another show that deals with the natural world and how we use it. Have you ever seen Yellowstone?
I think I've heard of this show. I'm usually pretty out of all the cool things, so I've not actually seen it.
Okay, well, you are among the few who haven't. It was the most popular cable TV show last year. It's filmed in my home state of Montana. Kevin Costner plays the lead. It's got cowboys, cattle ranches, big sweeping shots of the Rocky Mountains.
This valley's mine. Come and get it. I plan to.
This is survival.
Kill or be killed.
Montana sounds like a stressful place to live, Nate. I'm not going to lie to you.
So this show, it's a Western, but the bad guys, they aren't your typical outlaws. They're mostly real estate developers. And the main character, rancher John Dutton, played by Kevin Costner, is trying to stop them for buying his massive ranch near Yellowstone National Park.
You want to build subdivisions? Move to Dallas. I won't have them here. Call Progress, John. And Progress doesn't need your permission.
So this show, Adrian, it's about a family fighting the outsiders who are coming in and trying to change their way of life.
Right. And the reason you're here today is you've brought us a story which is a sort of interesting case of life imitating art, because in real life, Montanans are blaming this show, Yellowstone, for changing their way of life, for essentially attracting a bunch of wealthy out-of-staters who are moving in and pushing locals out.
So today on The Indicator, we are going to explore how a fake show has changed a very real place where tourism has boomed, the population has grown, and housing prices have soared.
This message comes from Apple Card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase. That's 3% on products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. This message comes from NPR sponsor E-Trade from Morgan Stanley. Take control of your financial future with E-Trade. No matter what kind of investor you are, their tools and resources can help you be ready for what's next. Now, when you open an account, you can get up to $1,000 with a qualifying deposit. Terms apply. Learn more at etrade.com/NPR. Investing involves risks. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC. E-Trade is a business of Morgan Stanley.
Hollywood has long influenced people to visit or even move to places, right?
Totally. I mean, the Lord of the Rings, for example, made New Zealand this hot global destination. There's that show Outlander, which drove a lot of tourists to check out the Scottish Highlands.
Yeah, exactly. And if I'm being transparent, I moved here in part because of an animated movie I watched as a kid called American Tale 2, Fievel Goes West.
Oh, that's a classic.
It's a great one. For Maggie Slepian, though, it wasn't a movie or a TV show. She moved because she wanted to get the heck out of the East Coast.
It was basically like, no offense to New Hampshire, but get me out of New Hampshire.
Maggie's a freelance journalist who has written about the show Yellowstone and its impact on Montana. She actually moved to Bozeman back in 2012, which was several years before the show first aired. And Maggie says when she first got to Bozeman, it was like every outdoor person's paradise.
There was a lot of local coffee shops, a cute local bookstore. It had a cute Main Street. I remember that. It's like, oh, this Main Street's adorable. Like, lots of local businesses. And it was easy to find a job. Apartments were super cheap.
Yellowstone is set where Maggie lives in Bozeman. And after the series premiered in 2018, Bozeman and the rest of the state started getting pretty popular. So some of this was good news. There was a pretty big study done by the University of Montana.
Which we should note, by the way, was also funded by Paramount Studios, who make Yellowstone. It found that more than two-thirds of the tourists they surveyed who came to Montana in 2021 did so because they were at least partly inspired by the series.
And according to this study, the show, which was mostly filmed in Montana, created more than 500 jobs in 2020 alone and pumped more than $1 billion into the state. Oh, and it also got some people very interested in living in Montana. Caleb Campbell is a real estate broker in the Bozeman area, and he works primarily with high net worth clients.
For the last 2 or 3 years, it seems like you pick these people up from the airport. They ask your name and a little bit about yourself. And then the second real question is, do you watch the show Yellowstone?
Caleb says the show is definitely not like the only reason people are buying property in Montana. The outdoor access, the rise in remote work, the pandemic, they all played big roles. But Yellowstone, it kind of acted like a marketing campaign for the state and its Western way of life.
It really made the cowboy cool again. You know, the show, everybody wanted to be Western. You know, everybody was wearing cowboy hats when they got off the plane.
Nate, did you wear a cowboy hat when you moved to Montana?
No, but did I wear a cowboy hat when I was 3 years old for an entire summer listening to Garth Brooks? I bet I did.
So by the time the fifth season of Yellowstone premiered last year, Maggie Slepian's small college town of Bozeman had grown by more than 5,000 people. And get this, the median home price had almost doubled, reaching a high of more than $700,000.
Things are more expensive. Small businesses are being priced out of their leases on Main Street. The local businesses and restaurants that I went to a decade ago, a lot of them are gone. They've been replaced by pop-up stores. And there's these national brands. There's Athleta. There's Lululemon.
And this is not just a Bozeman problem, right? Like, name me a small town in America, and it's probably seen a lot of change recently with the rise of remote work and a boom in retirements. But what's ironic about the show is that it rails against newcomers who move in and change a place.
What will Montana look like in 100 years? Much of that is dictated by the way the world sees us today.
So this is from the fifth season of the show. Kevin Costner's character, fifth-generation rancher John Dutton, gets elected as governor of the state, and he's up on a podium giving a victory speech.
Right now, we are seen as the rich man's plaything. We are New York's novelty and California's toy. Not anymore.
No, we should add just for context here. In real life, most of the newcomers who are coming to Montana are coming from California, Washington, and Colorado.
But I think that this attitude is something that people in Montana actually have. I think the show nails it. Like, you can hear echoes of this speech actually in a recent campaign ad from real-life Democratic Senator John Tester.
Things are too expensive. Some families are being forced to sell their farms they've had for generations. We're losing access to our public lands. Hell, even some of our favorite bars are closing. Folks back in Washington and even some folks moving here don't understand or frankly don't care what's happening out here.
Sounds a little bit like John Dutton, right?
Totally. I mean, like, life imitates art once again.
So you'd think that Montanans might actually like this show, but recent surveys say most of them don't watch it, and those that do don't actually think it reflects the state accurately.
And Maggie thinks one of the reasons why is because this very soapy, picture-perfect show portrays Montana in this soapy, kind of postcard-perfect way.
They are basically showing the highlight reel, like social media's version of what Montana looks like. And you're also getting what looks like very wild spaces, which some parts of Montana do look like, but we're not shooting in wilderness because that's very difficult to get permits for. So they're shooting on these places that right outside the camera frame are developments and houses and fence lines and roads.
And another thing about this show, Adrian, winter does not exist. And let me tell you, winters in Montana, they can be brutal.
Yellowstone shoots May through October. They're only showing it looking really nice, and everybody's wearing just like these very nicely fitted Carhartt-style jackets. No one's dressed like a miserable snowman, and it's never negative 15 degrees with snow blowing sideways. So it just looks a lot friendlier of an environment than it actually is.
Yeah, Maggie says, you know, these millions of people watching Yellowstone on TV, what they're getting is this sort of airbrushed, romanticized picture of life in Montana.
In order to make the audience empathize with John Dutton, they have to show Montana as a place that's worth preserving and saving. And as a result of that, you're showing this, you know, incredible landscape that people then want to move to.
For Maggie, it's kind of a vicious cycle. Yellowstone depicts Montana as some kind of pioneer paradise, which leads more people to come, and that leads to more change and more development.
It just feels like this tangled mess, and watching it happen in real time is pretty heartbreaking.
But I also spoke with a number of realtors in the Bozeman area, including this one, Kristen Campbell, and she says the high prices are actually becoming a bit of a deterrent, and she thinks that this whole Yellowstone boom might be cooling off.
You know, and everybody has this Montana dream. I want to come to Bozeman or the area and buy 20 acres and build my dream home. They have just no understanding what's really going on here.
That said, Adrian, she has watched every episode of Yellowstone.
This show was produced by Julia Ritchie with engineering by Sina Lofredo. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Kicking Cannon edits the show, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR. This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.